The Health Promotions Officer said in the event there is a COVID-19 positive case within a school, there is no need to shut down the entire school once students continue to follow the safety protocols. Ms. John said the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment has protocols in place to deal with any outbreak of COVID-19 within the school system.
We're in the COVID-19 pandemic, but it's really important for us to follow the specific protocols. And I'm making another appeal to parents as well to have a conversation with your child or children so that they will better be able to understand the situation in which we are in right now and they will be able to operate and move accordingly. There is no need if you have one positive case within a school for you to close the entire school. We have set out specific requirements in which how we would do the contact tracing, identifying who are the main contacts and so forth to avoid for very little or no disruption of the entire school population. And that's really for those schools that are in full because they have very high vaccination rate. So we will continue to work with the schools in particular.
Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John. Regionally, Chief Medical Officer in Barbados, Dr. Kenneth George, said they are close to making a decision on administering the Pfizer vaccine to children 5 to 11 years old. And in Jamaica, the Ministry of Health and Wellness says it is looking into the potential use of COVID-19 self-test kits for personal and firm-level surveillance of the virus. Internationally, AstraZeneca has started to move away from providing its COVID-19 vaccine to countries on a not-for-profit basis. The drugs giant has signed a series for profit agreements for next year and expects to make a modest income from the vaccine. Meanwhile, a dog has tested positive for COVID-19, the first documented case of its kind in the UK. They believe the pet, who is recovering at home, caught it from its owner. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.